Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Coronavirus 411, the latest COVID-19 info and new hotspots. Just the facts for Thursday, April 30th, 2020. The first results from human trials for a vaccine from Oxford University should be available in June, reports CNN. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Fauci relayed that studies show remdesivir, an antiviral drug, could shorten the recovery time by about a third. Los Angeles will offer all residents free coronavirus testing. It's the first major city in the U.S. to do so. Frontline essential workers in Michigan will be offered free tuition for post-secondary institutions, similar to the GI Bill. Vermont has reported no new cases since Monday. It's the first state to report zero cases in a day since March. With an updated fatality count to include deaths in care homes and communities, the United Kingdom is on pace to pass Italy as the worst-hit country in Europe, according to the Washington Post. Russia had their largest one-day increase in cases, with over 7,000 reported. Japan has extended their state of emergency for another month. Sri Lanka has imposed a 24-hour lockdown. For the first time in 72 days, South Korea's president has said there are no new domestic cases there. The locations of hotspots and U.S. and country diagnoses in a moment.
Hi, it's Katie Brown. It's not easy these days trying to keep your family healthy and busy. In my new podcast, Quarantine Mom, we introduce a daily activity that creates fun memories of this time for everybody in your home.
We're going to make angels tonight, okay? These are napkins, pipe cleaners.
And each project inspires a conversation that will help you and your family rise to new levels of understanding and togetherness.
Meredith, yours is so pretty.
Thanks, it has a shawl.
Check out Quarantine Mom wherever you get your podcast.
Hotspots in the U.S. displaying faster rates of growth as of April 29th, according to the New York Times. Nebraska, Dakota County, Nebraska, Cass County, Indiana, Logan County, Colorado. Globally, Ecuador, Nigeria, Senegal, Sri Lanka, Somalia, Sudan, Equatorial Guinea, Maldives, Guinea-Bissau, and Sierra Leone have faster rates of growth. There have been 1,040,488 cases of COVID-19 in the United States and 60,999 deaths. Known active locations with 8,000 or more cases. New York, 305,024. New Jersey, 116,264. Massachusetts, 60,265. Illinois, 50,355. California, 48,904. Pennsylvania, 46,191. Michigan, 40,360. Florida, 33,185. Texas, 27,839. Louisiana, 27,660. Connecticut, 26,767. Georgia, 24,300. Maryland, 20,942. Indiana, 17,423. Ohio, 17,303. Virginia, 14,961. Colorado, 14,680. Washington, 14,378. Tennessee, 10,312. North Carolina, 9,947. Rhode Island, 8,247. Countries with 10,000 or more cases: Spain, 236,899. Italy, 203,591. France, 166,628. United Kingdom, 166,441. Germany, 161,539. Turkey, 117,589. Russia, 106,498. Iran, 94,640. China, 83,944. Brazil, 79,685. Canada, 52,865. Belgium, 48,519. Netherlands, 38,998. Peru, 33,931. India, 33,062. Switzerland, 29,586. Ecuador, 24,675. Portugal, 24,505. Saudi Arabia, 21,402. Sweden, 20,302. Ireland, 20,253. Mexico, 17,799. Singapore, 16,169. Israel, 15,870. Pakistan, 15,759. Austria, 15,452. Chile, 15,135. Belarus, 14,027. Japan, 13,965. Poland, 12,781. Qatar, 12,564. United Arab Emirates, 12,481. Romania, 12,240. South Korea, 10,765. Ukraine, 10,406. Indonesia, 10,118. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Coronavirus 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Coronavirus 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.